everybody, and welcome to a special Christmas episode of the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Look Back and Animat's Reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, let me tell you, the title explains everything for you. It is a podcast, and I talk about animation, specifically the latest news that happened this week. So, for today's episode, I might have lied a little bit by saying that this is a Christmas episode, because technically the only thing that's Christmas about it is that I released it during the Christmas time. That's pretty much it. Because in the news, what we're going to get into is Sony Pictures announcing three new release dates for some animated features. There might be a few new ones, but we also got some familiar names as well. Next up, we're going to look into Shaun the Sheep that's finally coming to the US, and I don't just mean the movie. Then we got Real Effects announcing a brand new project called Wish Police. And then we're going to head down to Japan, where Star Wars is also beating some box office records there, to the point that they're even beating the ones that are held by Spirited Away. And then finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. If you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that is film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. So, to start things off, we're going to be heading down to Sony Pictures, in which they have announced three new release dates for some animated features. Again, there might be some new ones there, but most of them are actually some familiar names. Like, we already knew about these projects. The first one that I want to get into is actually an interesting subject. It is honestly something that I really want to clarify for myself. And that is regarding the animated Spider-Man movie. Now, with this one, a lot of people are pretty anticipated for this movie. Not really because it's not associated with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but more the fact that Phil Lord and Chris Miller are going to be attached to the project as executive producers and writers. Unfortunately, they will not be the directors of the film because they're going to put their hands onto the Han Solo movie. Now, regarding the animated Spider-Man movie, it was originally going to be released on July 20th, 2018, but instead they decided to switch that to a little bit later on December 21st, 2018. Now, early Christmas movies, I think it's safe to say that sometimes they can go very, very well. Case in point, Star Wars The Force Awakens. But the thing is that it's not really that big of a deal that it's going to be released on a later date, at least as long as we still get our animated Spider-Man movie, which, by the way, it has yet to have a director, but it might have potential. You never know. But the one thing that I do want to ask regarding the animated Spider-Man movie, because even I feel a little bit confused, is this going to be a part of Sony Pictures Animation, or is this just going to be an animated feature that's going to be distributed by Sony Pictures in the same veins of Angry Birds the movie? I don't know. I just feel confused because when you look in many different movie news sites, they always say that it's Sony Pictures Animation. They have announced that they're delaying the animated Spider-Man movie, which I don't really understand. But then when you look into a much more reliable news site for movies like Variety, never once did they ever mention Sony Pictures Animation when they talked about this project. They only said that it's Sony Pictures that have delayed this. So I don't know. I'm a little bit lost at this. Plus the fact that it has already been revealed that Phil Lord and Chris Miller, they hate Sony Pictures Animation. They would never touch it with a 10-foot pole. During the time when Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 was released, they pretty much realized, oh my god, it's such a trash of an animation studio. Like, we cannot even make a good movie there anymore. And plus the fact that the animators are treated like slaves, so screw that, we're done. No, we're not even going there. And they even got offered, like, a position to be, like, the creative head of the studio, and like the fact that they said no, you know that things are going terribly at Sony Pictures Animation. So yeah, that's the one thing I want to really clarify for myself. Is the animated Spider-Man movie a Sony Pictures Animation movie, or is it just going to be an animated film from Sony Pictures? That's just one thing I would like to clarify. But speaking of Sony Pictures Animation, they have revealed a new project that they want to make, and this is actually a movie based on Peter Rabbit. And it says here, originally created by Beatrix Potter, who has been the subject of countless television adaptations and even some brand new books about the character by Academy Award winner Emma Thompson. So that's the only thing that we know so far, is that Sony Pictures Animation wants to make a Peter Rabbit movie, and now they have scheduled it for March 23rd, 2018. So in 2018, we are officially going to get two animated features from Sony Pictures Animation, or maybe three, I don't know, depending on the animated Spider-Man movie, but I still need to get some clarification on that. So we're going to get Peter Rabbit, and also we're going to get Hotel Transylvania 3. So that's pretty much a given. But other than that, that's all we know about Peter Rabbit, is that Sony Pictures Animation wants to make a Peter Rabbit movie. And now I saved the worst one for last. And this is something that I swear to God, it really amazes me that Sony Pictures Animation, they really want to really move forward with this. And like, oh my God, I've often criticized them as like the laughingstock in the industry. And like, they're doing stuff like this that's really proving my case correctly. So are you guys excited for Popeye? Well, too bad. 95% chance that it's pretty much canceled. And plus the fact that they lost Jenny Tartakovsky from the project. Are you guys excited for Medusa? Well, too bad, because it's 95% chance that it's canceled. And plus the fact that they completely lost Lauren Faust. Are you guys excited for that original Jenny Tartakovsky movie, Can You Imagine? Well, too bad, because that's most likely canceled as well. And there's 95% chance that they also lost Jenny Tartakovsky, considering that he's completely moved on. Maybe he realized that Sony Pictures Animation is nothing but garbage as well. And he's moved on to go and make the 2016 Samurai Jack miniseries. No? Okay, so it's not going to be those projects that people might be interested in. So what is it? They are going to be fully serious about the Emoji Movie. Now, for those of you who don't know, during the summer, Sony Pictures Animation actually won a bidding war, and it cost them almost $10 million for an animated pitch of a movie based on emojis, those little happy faces on your freaking texts, on your freaking phones. And it is written by Eric Siegel, whose most well-known work is Men at Work on TBS. And also, it is a major the project is pretty much created by Anthony Leondis, whose most well-known directing works are Igor and Lilo and Stitch 2, Stitch Got a Glitch. And they really want to make this as soon as possible, because the Emoji Movie is now scheduled to be released on August 11th, 2017. So that's like less than 2 years, we're going to get that. So shortly after the Smurfs reboot, Get Smurfy, they are going to release the Emoji Movie. And I just gotta ask, why? Like, seriously, why are they freaking doing the Emoji Movie? Not only did they buy a pitch, but they're fully serious and they really want to move forward. Like, and like I said before, you're having so much trouble to release movies that people are actually interested in, like Popeye, Medusa, or Can You Imagine, and you lost the creative talents in bad terms. Like, you probably lost Jenny Tartakovsky, you absolutely lost Lauren Faust, you absolutely lost Phil Lord and Chris Miller, and now you're making a dumb, like, and instead you're making freaking Emoji the Movie? I swear to God, I have not seen a single comment ever regarding the Emoji Movie that is pretty much so that, like, I've never seen one that someone is interested in the project, because everybody thinks it's a bad idea. Everybody doesn't understand why they're doing this. It's only making Sony Pictures Animation, and like everything about it, just, it's giving it a bad name, even worse than what they are now. Like, it's just so stupid. Well, I cannot, and honestly, I'm 99% sure that this movie is going to suck so bad. In terms of the creative standards, this is gonna suck. Because keep in mind, we're talking about the freaking studio that's made absolute garbage like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and the Smurfs, and then we also got the director of, like, this dumb movie, Igor, a dumb Disney sequel, and a DreamWorks animation movie that's not good enough to even be released. Yeah, remember the project, the Bureau of Otherworldly Operations? Yeah, that's pretty much canceled right now. And, like, now I know why, because he's not freaking good enough to have his movie released at DreamWorks, and instead, now he's at freaking Sony Pictures Animation making this dumb emoji movie. I swear to God. And considering the reputation that it's getting, I can imagine that in terms of, like, okay, so that's the creative standards. It's like, I am absolutely sure it's gonna suck. But in terms of the financial standards, do you think that this is gonna be a massive hit? Do you guys think it's gonna be like, you know, maybe the next Lego movie? I certainly don't think so, considering how everybody is just dumbfounded by such a stupid idea. I can imagine, and it won't surprise me, if the Emoji Movie is going to end up being the next, it's going to be the next Mars Needs Moms. It could be like a massive box office bomb. When the trailers are going to be released, it's going to be like Gem and the Holograms, where, like, it's going to be humiliated off of the face of the earth. And it could possibly do so poorly at the box office, it could cost Sony Pictures Animation dearly. It could even cost them the entire studio. Like, I don't get why, like, I just don't understand. Like, maybe Sony Pictures Animation feels like, oh, they're just, you know, like, there's no such thing as bad publicity, and everybody's paying attention to the Emoji Movie, so let's actually make that. No! There actually is such thing as bad publicity. Nobody thinks this is a good idea. This is just two idiots clashing together to make an absolute mess. In fact, if I may quote John Cleese, is that, you know, like, you know when someone or something or whatever is absolutely stupid, when they, like, you know, like, they're at the peak of their stupidity when they're doing something that they don't know, because you need some sort of intelligence to know that you're not capable of doing something. And with Sony Pictures Animation, they're not capable of making a good animated feature, especially when the subject is about freaking emojis, and especially when they got some has-been, like, whose most credential work is a freaking Igor movie. And so, like, they decided to move forward with that. My God, they're going to be out of a business. I swear to God, like, I can foresee it in the future. At some point, Sony Pictures Animation is going to get their foot out of the door. Like, even Sony Pictures are going to realize, yeah, you know what? Sony Pictures Animation is not worth it. My God. Seriously, Sony, what the fridge are you thinking? Like, have fun with your freaking emoji movie. Because I swear to God, I don't think anybody is going to like it or enjoy it or even get to freaking see it. So, better start packing up your bags. Okay, so for our next story, we're going to go into a more lighter note. We're going to look into something that we know is actually good. It's already been aired before, and, like, people absolutely love it. And plus the fact that this year, we actually got Shaun the Sheep movie, and it's been universally acclaimed. It may not be big at the box office, but my God, like, it was said to be the highest rated film, like, the highest rated summer film in Rotten Tomatoes. It's just crazy. And what I'm talking about, of course, is Shaun the Sheep. Now, regarding the TV series, for a long time, it has been a UK exclusive. But fortunately, Turner Broadcasting decided that they are going to take all the 5 seasons of Shaun the Sheep and they are going to bring it to the US onto the Boomerang channel. And they have mentioned that it will be starting on February 23rd of 2016. But that's not the only thing that they're also going to bring into, like, into the US. They also have the half-hour special called The Farmer's Llamas. Now, that one, actually, you can check it out right now. as we speak, I believe. They say, or maybe it's during the deal, maybe it's with February as well, but they say that instead of airing on Boomerang, you can actually check out The Farmer's Llamas on Amazon Prime Video. So that's pretty much a half hour special. And knowing the concept of Shaun the Sheep, like, it's all simple and stuff like that, and it's about the farmer bringing llamas to the farm, and then the shenanigans of Shaun the Sheep and his friends ensue, you know? But other than that, basically, it's going to be very fascinating to see Shaun the Sheep finally coming to U.S. audiences. And I'm sure, I know very well that people must be aware of Shaun the Sheep, especially with the movie. You know, it may not have gotten so much money at the box office, but it must have been in the minds of people. And especially considering that it will be released on February 23rd, I know for a fact it's going to be nominated for an Oscar for Best Animated Feature, so at least it will get that sort of attention, so that a TV show based on an Academy Award-nominated film, like, that must be something. So it's going to be fascinating to see Shaun the Sheep coming to the U.S. And I really am interested to see what the Shaun the Sheep series is all about, because I've been hearing nothing but good things about it. And considering I really did enjoy Shaun the Sheep movie, I want to see how the series is, because I'm sure, like, the silent treatment throughout the whole thing, it must work also, like, it must work phenomenally as a TV show. So definitely going to be something worth checking out. And don't forget, if you guys really are interested, again, it's going to be released on February 23rd on Boomerang. And that is where you're going to see Shaun the Sheep's debut on American TV. Now, the next one is regarding something that we don't really know about. They just announced it, and not too much information is revealed about it, but it seems like it might have some promise. Now, Real Effects, the studio that is behind The Book of Life, they have announced a brand new project that's going to coincide, well, not necessarily coincide directly with Jorge Gutierrez's Kung Fu Space Western, but, like, it's going to be another movie that they have coming soon. And this is going to be a movie called Wish Police. Now, not much is really known about Wish Police. Actually, that's a lie, because I just found the synopsis here. And it says, according to Cartoon Brew, the Wish Police are led by Saul, an ex-genie determined to atone from centuries of granting his master's evil wishes, and Kong, a wisecracking monkey and royal pain in the leg. In the film, Saul and Kong must search their personal rules and team up with a 12-year-old boy named Randy, who have made a particularly bad wish and unleashed the most powerful wish villain ever seen. Yeah. Okay, so just through that actually sounds really fascinating, and it really is it really does sound like an interesting and original animated feature. It's not, like, especially nowadays, it's not every day that you hear about an original movie, so this is going to be pretty fascinating. And the only thing that we can see right now is just a picture, and we only see what I presume to be both Kong and Saul. And they're pretty much, they're in their car, and I guess they're driving into the W of the Hollywood sign. So that's going to be interesting. And in terms of the directors, we got a trio right here, which is not every day. Normally you would hear, like, a duo and stuff like that, but never a trio. We actually got three Spanish people working on this. And we got Adrian Garcia, Alfredo Torres, and Victor Maldonado. Who are all a part of a studio that is called Headless, but now they're going to be working on Real Effects. So far, like, that's pretty much the synopsis that we've heard, and it's going to be pretty interesting what we got. As for the other people that will be in charge, we also got Kirk Bodiefeld, who started out working at Disney, and not too long ago, he was at Paramount Animation. And for a while, he was pretty much a producer at Sony Pictures Animation. So I think it's easy to say that that was his lowest part of his career. But now he is pretty much going to be he's going to be the production executive and producer of Wish Police. And so that's going to be pretty interesting. And also, in terms of the animation department, we got some pretty intriguing people. We got some DreamWorks people in here, and they got some pretty good credentials, I must say. We got Patrick Hainberger, who was the production designer of Rise of the Guardians, and Margaret Wooler, who was in charge of the visual department of How to Train Your Dragon and The Croods, and they will be leading the visual department of this movie. Which is also said is going to be in their art studio, the Newland, which will work with the talents with Headless. Okay, so this is pretty much... Okay, so I get it. This is going to be a big collaboration. We got the Newlands, we got Headless, and we got Real Effects. They're going to be working together in order to make this movie. But yeah, this is going to be very fascinating. It really does sound interesting. It does sound like it will have a lot of promise. As I stated before, it's not every day that we go and see an original animated feature, especially nowadays, or just an original movie in general, considering that we are overfilled with adaptations, spin-offs, sequels, prequels, and all that kind of stuff. So this is going to be a very fascinating take, and especially with what they've done with The Book of Life, I am intrigued with what they have in store. So with that said, what they are planning so far is that they're thinking that the release date of this film might be either in late 2017 or in early 2018. Now, our next story, we're going to be talking about Star Wars The Force Awakens. Yeah, I know, even in animation podcasts, it's just unavoidable. Considering that the amount of records that it has broken, especially during its opening weekend, it's just phenomenal. Left and right, it has been breaking records. It's officially the biggest opening weekend of all time. It made the most money in one day and all that kind of stuff. But the reason why I want to talk about it here is actually regarding in Japan, and I want to bring up an interesting question. Now, already, the Star Wars The Force Awakens, it already became the highest grossing opening weekend in Japan, making a total of 1.61 billion yen at the box office. And this actually beat the record from Hayao Miyazaki's Spirited Away, which previously started out with 1.58 billion yen. So, what I'm pretty much asking is that with how Star Wars The Force Awakens is doing during this whole time, is it going to beat Spirited Away overall? Because when you look at the box office records in Japan right now, the total gross that they have done in that country, Spirited Away is the highest grossing Japanese feature of all time, accumulating a total of 30.4 billion yen, which is the equivalent of $250 million US today. And this would follow movies like Titanic, which made 26.2 billion. And then we got Frozen, which got 25.48 billion. And then followed by the first Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or the Philosopher's Stone, with 20.3 billion yen. And then finally, with Howl's Moving Castle, that made a total of 19.6 billion yen. So, with the way that Star Wars is going, in the long run, will it be able to beat Spirited Away's 30.4 billion yen? And honestly, I feel like that really depends on how the country feels about Star Wars The Force Awakens. Now, I'm not immediately going to say, it's not that popular, but I'm not really sure if it really is as big as how it is in the US, per se. We know that right now in North America, Star Wars is the biggest thing so far. Nobody can get their mind out of Star Wars, and the only thing that can get their mind out of it is just Christmas. So it's pretty much crazy. But is it really going to be big enough to really attract audiences with Spirited Away? And that, honestly, that really depends. I'm not going to say no, they won't, because Spirited Away is really that good, but I'm not going to say, here's the thing. I believe it is possible. possible, but we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Because honestly, at this point, I feel like this is exactly like Minions, where, like, as time would move on, you see, like, the records breaking and breaking and breaking in terms of the box office results. And there was at one point that I did feel like maybe it will surpass Frozen as the highest grossing animated feature of all time, but it's not really the case. It kind of stopped at, like, I believe is $1.15 billion at the box office in total. But, yeah, so far with Star Wars The Force Awakens, like, it really did manage to do so well. But it's, like, it's really not by much, actually. It's almost the exact same. Like, it's only, like, 30 million yen off. Like, it's only that 30 million yen difference. I guess it's just a thing that we'll have to wait and see, but we know that Star Wars The Force Awakens did beat that record. We'll just see how it does in the long run, and that could be an entirely different story. So, maybe, but for me personally, I would still like to see Spirited Away hold the record of, like, the highest grossing Japanese film of all time. I mean, of course it is an animated masterpiece. It's also, like, one of the greatest animated features of all time, but, like, you know, just having an animated feature made for their country, like, that was pretty much made in Japan, be the best thing, like, the one that made the most money there. Like, it's pretty much, like, Japan's unique thing, and it's not like, oh, well, the highest grossing feature film in Japan is Star Wars, you know, this American sequel, so, like it won't feel as special, I believe. So, like, I feel like Spirited Away's records, it really made something special for Japan. So that's what I'm pretty much hoping for, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see with how Star Wars does. And so, to end things off, I am going to be looking into Matt's Pick of the Week. Now, if you have been listening to animation news for a long time, like myself, you may have come across this kind of story once in a while. And this is regarding someone who is trying to sue this big name animation studio like Disney or DreamWorks or whatever for millions of dollars because they feel like this very successful movie, the concept of it is pretty much stolen from someone else. And I've seen this done so many times before, or rather it be with like Monsters, Inc., Cars, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen had a few of those, and in this case is actually with Kung Fu Panda. Apparently there was this guy named Jamie Gordon, who was 51. He tried to sue DreamWorks Animation for millions of dollars because he felt like they've ripped off his concept in order to make Kung Fu Panda. So he's pretty much trying to sue them, like, for charges, and that, like, because, like, Kung Fu Panda is so successful, and with Kung Fu Panda 3 coming around the corner, like, he wants to put a stop at, like, DreamWorks from cashing in his idea. But at the end of the day, it ended up being dismissed. However, this is not the story. This is not why it's Matt's Pick of the Week. Because I don't know if this is the first time ever, but this time, the tables have turned. Now it is DreamWorks Animation who is suing Jane Gordon for, in this case. Why? Because they are suing him for fraud. In fact, they're charging him what is said to be for wire fraud and perjury in connection with a scheme to defraud the studio. So pretty much, he was just simply looking for money. Now, during this whole time, the thing is that they realized something was up, and it just turned out nothing but to be a get-rich-quick scheme and try to sue DreamWorks for, like, what seems to be stealing his idea. But some of you might be wondering, how did they realize this? Where did they got the idea? Well, believe it or not, it actually came from the concepts that he drew. Now, he claimed that he had drawn that he drew some concepts of like his version of Kung Fu Panda back in 1993 and 1994. But then they discover something huge, and get ready to laugh because this is like hilariously stupid. Apparently, the concepts of his version of Kung Fu Panda, they were actually traced from a Lion King coloring book. I'm not kidding. I'll repeat that. His drawings, his versions of the concept art for Kung Fu Panda, they were traced from a Lion King coloring book. And not just that, the coloring book was released in 1996 when he claimed that he made those concepts back in 1993 and 1994. Like, really? Really? Wow, that just sounds like, I'm sure nobody would notice, but my God, that just sounds embarrassing. I would love to see those pictures. I really do. I want to see, like, those trace drawings that he did of his version of Kung Fu Panda, and then, like, have in comparison the Lion King coloring book, just to see, like, how the heck did you go from, like, Lion King to Kung Fu Panda? That just amazes me. But in a little bit of a serious note, this entire court case that they went through to stop, like, that Gordon ultimately dismissed, this ended up costing DreamWorks Animation a total of $3 million. So, like, as you could tell, they lost, it's like they lost a lot of money for nothing, for, like, they lost money just for some idiot's get-rich-quick scheme. So, in this case, Jamie Gordon is proven guilty, he could be facing up to 20 years in federal prison for wire fraud charge, and up to 5 years for perjury charges. And this even includes a fine of $250,000 on each of the two charges. So, like, not only does he have to go to prison, but he might have to pay a total of like $500,000 just to settle this thing. So yeah, like, at the end of the day, I feel like this is kind of a warning list, because that's what they ultimately are. They're just stupid get-rich-quick schemes. And like, even if you try to go and sue them, even if you do feel like they stole your idea and stuff like that, you're not going to win. Like, you're facing, like, these are, like, multi-million dollar companies, and they can afford, like, these amazingly talented lawyers. So, like, I don't know why you would even bother. And especially, this guy, like, I'm gonna say, Jamie Gordon is a freaking idiot. He really is. Like, why does he think, like, he's gonna go and get money in order to cash in on Kung Fu Panda? And especially, like, what's the end result? Like, what is his goal? Like, to get money from DreamWorks and, like, ultimately really screw them over? Because, like, if he actually was proven to, like, if the court decided to go with Gordon, like, DreamWorks wouldn't be able to even release Kung Fu Panda 3. So they might, like, he might, like, this guy was about to put a studio in jeopardy. So I don't know if he just wanted the money, or he just wanted vendetta, or this is just a really stupid way to cash in on the Kung Fu Panda, because Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming out. But yeah, this guy is an idiot. And honestly, yeah, he does deserve, for his stupidity, he does deserve to be charged. He definitely deserves to go to prison. Like, because, like Sony, like, not Sony, sorry. No, nobody cares about Sony, but I mean, like, if DreamWorks, like, DreamWorks already, they already had to pay a lot of money just to settle this stupidity. So, like, he needs to be charged. He definitely needs to go to prison. He deserves it. Just for being a freaking idiot. And I hope that this is a warning for anybody who's trying to do the same thing, because this is, like, it's worthless. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I don't know if you have some kind of freaking vendetta over this, but this is just, it's just moronic. There's no try. Don't even bother trying to go and sue the studio because you want to try to cash in on, like, their properties. Like, really, I just want this to stop, because this is just stupid people trying to cash in on their, like, trying to cash in on other people's successes. And it's just moronic. So yeah, I really do hope Jamie Gordon goes to jail. He's an idiot. But anyways, that is all I've got for this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. All you have to do is just search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also find me on my Twitter at animat505. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, do you mind doing us a favor and go rate and review this episode? That'd be really great. In fact, since it is Christmas, like, you gotta do it, man. That would be magical. But if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then go hit that like button and leave us a little comment on your thoughts on the news this week. Tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and until next time, see you later, dudes.